This is Life Talk, where we tell it like it is. Life Talk is motivational, helping you get to the next level in life. Life Talk is educational, to broaden your knowledge. Life Talk is inspirational, to get you fine-tuned to start doing what you love doing. Life Talk, sponsored by KmarEducation.org. And here is your host, Marietta Kammerer.
You don't own me. Don't try to change me in any way. You don't own me. Don't tell me, don't do
Well, tonight's program was brought to you by KmarEducation.org and TheHealingMindMagazine.com. Hello and welcome to Life Talk with Marietta. I am Marietta, and I'm sending everyone good thoughts and encouragement and hoping that I picked a topic for you to let your mind and heart travel with us tonight. Something that's so important and nobody really talks about it, the desire to leave a mark impacting the lives of others, a discussion in three segments. Just how do we want to be remembered? Do we know what impact we have on others? And I think most of us would like to make a difference in the life of others. It has positive and negative sides to it. So I have incredible guests with me tonight who speak with an open mind and heart and are holding nothing back. You matter, we matter. Please meet Barbara Bittman, entrepreneur and Life Talk friend. She's from Fairfield, Connecticut. Good evening, Barbara. How are you?
I'm very well. How about you, Marietta?
Oh, not too bad. Hanging in. Gene Thompson is an author, songwriter, and educator. He resides in Hollywood, California. Good evening, Gene. How are you?
Good evening, Marietta. I'm doing fine. And how's everyone out there?
Oh, I think we're okay.
Good.
And Susan Kennedy is part of the Community Life team at the Watermark at 3030, a retirement community. She's also a business owner. Good evening, Susan. Thank you for being with us tonight.
Hey, Marietta. How are you?
Good. I just have a few announcements before we get started. Lakeside Nutrition is an incredible smoothie and energy bar in Monroe, Connecticut, now open to the public. Get your wonderful, healthy summer shake or tea and check out our entire menu on TheHealingMindMagazine.com. Stop by today or tomorrow or the next day. Your health will thank you. Natural Pet Outlet with Bridgeport and Monroe locations offering the finest dog and cat food, specializing in raw and natural foods, superior customer service and consultation, and your doggy will love the bathing stations, and your mom will too. Visit naturalpetoutlet.com for easy booking and contact. That is naturalpetoutlet.com. So, also follow Life Talk Marietta on Facebook. Facebook, Life Talk Marietta. That's what you have to look for. We would appreciate it. And the last announcement is a shout-out to Mary Jane, a retired teacher here in Milford, Connecticut. Be well and see you soon, and thank you for your listenership. So I think I'd like to get started, Mr. Rich. How do we want to be remembered? That is something that we're going to talk about. How do we want to be remembered to our family, our friends, and the world? And I'd like to start with Gene out in Hollywood, California. I thought you would want to be first, Gene.
Okay. Well, how do I want to be remembered? Being remembered... I think we live our lives to give ourselves away to other people. I think that's basically, for me, from my point of view, why we're here, at least for me. And I like to just be remembered as, first of all, for family, just that I was a good father. that I tried my best, even though I couldn't provide everything that I wanted to, but just that I did the best that I could do. And that's all you can really, you know, ask for. And for other people, I just wanted to be remembered as a person that was a loving, kind person, that was willing to help and was willing to give myself at any point to help anyone, just for the benefit of mankind and just helping us to grow as a race and be better people on Earth.
All right. I thank you for that. How about you, Susan?
So I thought of a phrase that I love, salt of the earth, which is good, honest. So I think to be remembered as a good, honest person, you've lived a good life, you've helped others. I give that phrase as a compliment many times when I think of people. And, of course, you know, someone who's fun to be around, who is fun to be with, and we laughed, and laughter is great. I always love spending time and having happy memories. And then when it comes to my children, I just want to be remembered by them, raising them, teaching them good lessons. They can live a good, healthy, happy, independent life, and that they're caring people, and that I contributed to that somehow. I would love that. That would be ultimate, because it's a lot of work being a parent. You want to be remembered for all those wonderful lessons you teach them.
How true that is. That's so true, Susan. How about you, Barbara?
Hi. Let's see. First and foremost, I'd like to be remembered as a kind, compassionate person, ready to help whenever someone needs something, day or night. I'd like to be remembered by my family as, to my children, a good example, teaching them good values. And when they do go astray, try to get them back on the straight and narrow. I'd like to be remembered as a good friend. And I also think there's many times when being a good friend maybe is, I'm a good listener. I'm a very good listener. And I think sometimes, for me, just listening and maybe not putting in my two cents, but I also think that I have a very good sense of humor, and laughter is key. I think it's really important to remember. And the other thing is, I think my main thing is my basic nature is I'm a giver. I like to make things, as we used to say, nice and nice. And, you know, I hope that I can be remembered then. And for my family, my grandson, when his mother moved out, he stayed here with me because that's what he knew. He always lived here with her. And I think I made a big difference there in his life, which he told me many times as a good example. And, you know, just keeping him on the straight and narrow, although that was easy. And, you know, just to be remembered as a good person. To help when needed.
I love it, Barbara. And, of course, I like to reveal what I came up with, and here it goes. I kind of threw it all in one pot. I like to be remembered as standing up for self, standing up for others, very, very important to me, giving self a voice, and that I was a mover and shaker, and that she moved mountains at times. When it was necessary, you just see a bunch of mountains going down 95. Okay, because what moments in life do we really have to really ask ourselves how we want to be remembered? But this all ties into the other questions that I put together, and this was really the catalyst. Was really a conversation with Gene a week ago. And his wonderful work that he's doing in prisons out in California, helping juvenile kids and so forth as young as age 10. But it was also a story that really reached my heart, a story that I'd like for you to share, Gene, with your daughter. how your daughter came home, she needed your help, and what you did. Please, if you would share that.
Okay. Well, this was about, my daughter's 29 now, so she was about 15 at the time. So it was about 10, 15 years ago. And she was at the park, and there was a gentleman there, a young man, maybe he was about maybe 4 years older than her. And he really talked to her really bad, called her all out of her name and a whole bunch of unkind things. So she came home crying. And I said, "Baby, what's wrong?" She said, his name was Polk. He said, "Polk at the park, he called me all these names and he just really tore me down. And I didn't do anything to him." So I said, "Come on, let's go." So we went over to the park, and there he was with a whole group of other young men, wannabe gangbanger. And I walked up to him, and I said, "Young man, can I speak to you?" And he said, "Yeah, well, can we go over here and talk?" I said, "No, we're going to talk right here in front of everyone, because everyone needs to hear this." And I said to him, "The way you talked to my daughter was unkind. You shouldn't talk to any woman like that, any girl, or treat any woman like that in disrespect." And I said, "One day, you are going to have a daughter yourself, and you have to watch it, because someone will talk to your daughter the same way. So you got to be careful how you treat people." And he tried to, you know, still act really haughty and tough. So I said, "That's okay." He said, "I'm sorry, sir." And I left, went home, and it had to be like 3 or 4 years later. I didn't see him for a while, and he came back. I saw him in North Hollywood. He came up to me, and he said, "Sir, Mr. Thompson, remember that time you came to me and you told me about how I treated Mary and how one day I might have a daughter?" He said, "I did have a daughter." And he said, "When my baby was born," he said, "I thought of you." And he said, "Once I knew my daughter was here, I remembered how I treated Mary, and I just figured I got to make a change in my life right now." So from that point on, when he had the daughter, he went to school. He got a degree in, as a male beautician. He started cutting hair. He opened up his own business, and he had a success story. And he said, if it wasn't for that moment, he doesn't know what would have happened in his life. So he thanked me. And I thought to myself, wow, I was just going to stand up for my daughter. I had no idea all of this was going to happen.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, because just the way you told the story a week ago, it really reached my heart, because here's the thing. I bet many, many people feel we do a lot of things, positive and negative, and many times we really don't know what impact we have on others. And that is something that I like to know, what impact I have on other people. Of course, and I'm going right into our second segment, because how could I not, even though I wanted to keep it apart a little bit. But, you know, we know from our mothers and fathers, the family unit, what impact that family unit has on us. We know that. And it follows us our entire life. It's impacting our thoughts, our beliefs, and our behaviors. And, of course, we pass that on to our husbands, wives, children, brothers, sisters. It's a generational repetition. So we kind of have an idea with certain people what impact we have, because we have a relationship with them. But majority of the times, we really don't know what impact we have on people. And I like to start with Susan.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
It's interesting, because I thought that this could be for better or for worse,
yes. How
we impact others, because we could do something, there could be an action that we take, or even our words, and we don't realize that we could be hurting someone, or we could be really propping someone up, so it could go either way. And I thought of when we raise our children, we really don't know. We've got to kind of wait and see as they mature and they grow, and then we can really see what kind of impact we've had, positive and negative, on that as well. I think parents are the greatest influence on their children, whether we realize it or not. And I do think they'll do what we do, not necessarily what we say. So with regards to our children, I feel like sometimes we have to wait to see what the impact we've had on them. Other times when we know right away, someone might tell you. They might verbalize something where you've just done something and they're like, I love that. Thank you so much. That's terrific. I get that a lot with personal training when you work with people and you make them feel better and you work with them on a regular basis. And then after some time, they're saying, you know what? I feel so much better. This is great. And you're making an impact. And even for my residents at the Watermark, you can do the smallest thing and it means so much to them. So you're really impacting so many people in so many different ways, and sometimes you'll know right away and other times you won't and you have to wait. And it's true with long-term relationships. Sometimes you have to kind of see how things work out. And either way, I think it's important to remember our actions and words matter and certainly impact others for better or worse.
Right. Now, I'm all for praising. That's so important, and that's something there is a deficit out there when when somebody really does, you know, exchanges kindness. If somebody gives kindness, gives praise. No, I don't. When was the last praise you gotten, Jean, Barbara, Susan? Last night you cooked a terrific meal.
Yeah, you know, we get that all the at home. I think we're pretty good. Everyone always says thank you for dinner. That was terrific.
Yes.
I probably don't look for it enough. I think that's the other thing. Sometimes you pass it up. You know, sometimes you don't hear it if you're not listening for it. So I don't know. I guess it's hard to say. I mean, we get it at home and I think we get it in other places as well. Work is tough. I don't know. Work is tough.
Well,
it's a hard one because there's a lot to it.
I work with different people every single day, new people, I've never met before. So it's a constant flow, 6 days a week, 7 days a week sometimes. Mm-hmm. I always like to be on the positive note because as a coach, you just have that mindset.
Yeah, so, as a trainer as well, I find that
right.
For sure. And it's nothing but positive. I tell people, don't say negative things about your body. Your body can hear you. Don't say that, only positive. I guess in that respect, for my personal training, it's always positive. I always get positive feedback. It's the best. And it's all about motivation as well, because when you get that positive feedback on either side, it's so motivating because you just want to do more and you just want to do better.
Yeah, well, there's a lot. I'm looking for praise. That's the bottom line, because I really feel people don't get it enough. What do you think, Barbara?
Well, first of all, I am a person who is the glasses half full. I'm mostly an optimist. And I did find out many, many years ago that I learned bright and early that I have to be my own best advocate and stick up for myself and stick up for my children and people that I love. And for me, it was a hard lesson to learn to accept help. And when I needed help, it was hard. But from that, when I was very young, I learned that for myself, it's really important to help others. I have several people in my life who don't speak English really well or don't understand the computer. And I help them a lot. And I think that's really important because I feel good. And that person obviously feels happy. And I think it's when I do something nice for someone, I feel that I benefit more even than the person that is accepting whatever offer I'm doing. The other thing I think that's really important is to be a good friend. That is number one in my book. And I'm a very honest person. So I find it isn't always the most popular thing to be honest. But I feel when I am, which is most anything that I can say, because then I don't have to remember a bunch of different stories.
Right.
And I think people eventually appreciate that. But if you come up with different stories to different people, it's always going to come back and bite you in the butt, I think. But
I hear what you're saying. I feel very comfortable speaking my mind. Over the years, I have learned to be to say it in such a way so it, the other person will not be insulted, but it's still the truth. I'm always truthful to myself, always. So I have learned to put it in certain words and still get my point across if something is negative or positive. And I always praise. I really believe I always praise. And I said, someday, I like to get praise back, too. I do a lot of things for people. And I really think that we all have a longing to be recognized for who and what we are. So when somebody does something very well, they should be praised. And if somebody is not doing such a good job, they should know about it, too. But in a kind way. So that they can learn and not to put them down. I really believe in that.
Yeah, nobody wants to be criticized, but they can take constructive criticism. That's the difference. Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Susan? Because you, as a personal trainer, your business, you work with their mind and their emotions. That's just, you get into that as well. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we do. As a general rule, aside from the personal training, I don't know if you guys have ever heard, for every negative, you just have to create three positives. And that's been a rule that's been really helpful. But as far as the training, in order to motivate people, you have to find little things and always focus on what they're doing right. And I mean that sincerely as well, because they're always doing something right, and I'm always instructing and very carefully making sure, form is correct and making sure they feel it in the right muscles, prompting them to be able to feel good about themselves. And the reward for me is them feeling terrific after we're done. Because they truly do. I mean, you know how it is when you work out. You just feel so good. The endorphins are kicking in, and you just feel like a million bucks. It's just, exercise is like the closest to a magic bullet you're going to get. Just makes you feel so good. And that's my goal every time I work with someone. By the end of that time I'm with them, they feel really good. Body, mind, and spirit.
That's exactly what you're working with, the mind, because just that they showed up.
Right.
Yeah, that they showed up, they should
things,
get a star.
Yeah. And little things like that go a long way.
That's
like,
right.
You know what? You're doing great. They may be so tired and they just want to lay on the floor. Okay, lay on the floor. Let's see what we can do with that. And the next thing you know, they're doing something else and they're up and they're moving. So it's, you're going with what they're feeling and you're listening to them and what their needs are at the time. And they wind up accomplishing such great things in that short time. And I feel great. They feel terrific. And we're thrilled.
Yeah. Being able to, after you have not exercised for a long time, that you show up to the trainer, that's a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
That you continue to show up to the trainer, that's a big thing. Everything, every step for the next month, if you show up, that's a big, big deal.
It is. And even for folks who are a little bit older and they're really just exercising to function well.
Yeah.
So the fact that they come into the fitness center and they're feeling lousy, they didn't sleep well, they're feeling a little bluesy, by the time they leave, my goal is for them to feel terrific. And they're laughing and they're smiling and they're happy and they say, I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah. I made some notes to myself as far as what we really give to people is our force of energy.
Absolutely.
It activates, it stimulates our motivation, our encouragement.
Yeah,
that's
it's
a
energy.
Lot.
You, it's shared positive energy.
Yeah. Do you ever hear somebody say, oh, you know what? I'm so glad I talked to you today because you made me feel better. I don't hear that enough times. I really don't.
We should share that more. I think it's great to hear for yourself, but it's also great to give that.
Yes. Now, people give a lot of passiveness, which drives me up the wall. Passiveness drives me up the wall. I can't stand it. Yeah. I saw something today on my Facebook page, and it was something cute out of a magazine, and it was a repost on chronic pain. And you know what? I totally deleted that. I unfollowed that person. You know, so I don't want to read all of this stuff. It's not good for my mind. Mm-hmm. To me, I have never been passive. Never. And I will, you know, for the rest of my life, with God's will, I will never be passive. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Our directness should be honored. We, like Barbara said, our directness can save lives. You may not like it, meaning not you, Susan, but the person. The person may not like it. But directness is the best medicine.
Yeah. Yeah. Depending on the personality, someone may not do well with that. But, you know, you can't help it, and you have to figure it out.
Oh, you have to know who is in front of you, of course. That's why I'm saying over the years I learned to choose the right words, still be direct, but it's a choice of words.
Yeah,
so that's how I learned.
That's a learned skill.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, it took me a few years, but I can handle it now. Yes.
Yeah.
Our creativity. Look how many people are creative. Wonderfully, beautiful skills and talents. Mm-hmm. So other people that are not that active, you know, they look at somebody and they say, boy, I wish I could do that. But they're fence sitters. Yeah, they wouldn't even try, and they're jealous. So creativity is everything. It's a gift. It's a gift. We all have it. But not everybody works with it, you know?
Yeah.
Our conviction, our determination, people can learn from that. Mm-hmm. Instead of, you know, sitting back and just looking at it and let the other person do. That's very, very important. Our caring, that people care about other people, like we saw the past 3 months, with the food, with the monies, bringing people medicine to their house, and so forth. We saw a lot of caring the past 3 months, you know?
Yeah,
it makes everybody feel really good.
Yes, and especially a stranger, a stranger, to get caring from a stranger is wonderful. And our smile, our voice, look what we can, especially in music, and Jean can talk about that. Not now, because we have to go for a break, but what I want to convey is how we can really move and shake with our voice.
Yes.
Yeah? So we'll talk more about that. We have to go for a 4-minute break. So please stay with us and don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Up to you. You decide what you're going to do.
RAPropertyCareServices.com is your Fairfield County landscaping company for trees, garden, seasonal property maintenance, and snow plowing. 20 plus years experience, senior citizens discount. Call today for free estimate, 203-280-3495. That's 203-280-3495. On the web, RAPropertyCareServices.com.
TheHealingMindMagazine.com is a life learning classroom connecting globally, home of Life Talk Radio with Marietta and podcasts. Get to know exceptional people through awareness, education, inspiration, motivation. We establish movement, change, and growth for mind, body, and spirit at any age. Come join and be part of our radio and magazine community worldwide. Visit and subscribe to TheHealingMindMagazine.com. That's TheHealingMindMagazine.com.
The Camellias, A Dream with Wings, a wonderful book written by author Enig Nivre, reaching ages 3 to 11, helping every child grow, learning about forgiveness, goal setting, acceptance, and fundamentals of life. Go to GeneThompsonMedia.com for purchase. GeneThompsonMedia.com. The Camellias, A Dream with Wings book. Anxious. What the future holds? Not sure if you have your career or job to return to? Do you know your various options? Now is the time to explore and consult with Marietta Kammerer. Call Marietta at 203-505-3660. That's 203-505-3660. Your future is in our and your hands. Sponsored by the HealingMindMagazine.com, KMAREducation.org, and GeneThompsonMedia.com.
Back to work at that J-O-B? The one you realized isn't for you? Well, that's if you're lucky, right? Make your move. You can start a new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months from the comfort of your own home, even if you have zero computer experience. Take control of your future now. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Live online classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, get up to a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate when you purchase select Superstart batteries. With high cranking power and reserve capacity, Superstart batteries provide all the power your vehicle demands and more. Turn the key with confidence. Superstart batteries only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Life Talk with Marietta continues on WICC 600.
Thank you for tuning in to Live Talk with Marietta. I am Marietta, and it was a beautiful Sunday, beautiful weather here in Connecticut. And our topic tonight is the desire to leave a mark impacting the life of others. And I have guests as far as Hollywood, California, Gene Thompson. He's an author, songwriter, and educator. Thank you again, Gene, for being with us.
You're welcome.
Susan Kennedy is also a business owner, a personal trainer. You know, if you have any self-sabotage issues, Susan is the person to go to, I'm assuming. Thank you for being with us again.
You're welcome. Pleasure.
Yeah. And Barbara Bittman, she's an entrepreneur and a Life Talk friend from Fairfield, Connecticut. Thank you. Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. So just before the break, we were just getting ready to, but there is a little something that I want to clear up. That was the second segment. What impact do we have on others? And we were just getting ready to talk about your voice and music. And I think Gene can really answer that one, because he's been a songwriter almost all his life. He's worked with the Commodores and other celebrities. So you've been in music all your life. So can you please answer that question, Gene?
Musically, with any art, it can even be a painting. It could be a poem. Or you could just be a speaker. But when you have a voice, you can move people and effect change. Just through the words that you write, or through the painting that you paint, or just words that you say to a person in a particular moment. It's been many songs. I was watching PBS yesterday, and they had a special on great songs by women that changed the world. And they had all these songs by Dolly Parton and
They had the song I Am Woman, and right after that song came out, the women went on a big women's movement, and they were marching and all, and I said, okay, music is pretty strong. And then you have other songs, and maybe a person that might be sad, and they might hear a song that just lifts them right out of their depression and puts them on their feet to back to recovery. And then there may be someone that has a broken heart, and they might just hear that right lyric that gives them the meaning of how to understand what they went through. So, yes, writing is very powerful. Words are very powerful. And sometimes I don't think we realize how powerful the written word and the spoken word is. Think about it. Without it, we would be in deep trouble.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And we'd be in deep trouble.
And Jean, I want to ask you something, please. For yourself, do you need to know what did it make you feel like when this man who this encounter you had with the man with your daughter? How did you react? How did it make you feel when the person came back to you and said, you know, you might want to reiterate a little bit so our listeners will know what we're talking about.
Okay, it was just an incident that happened with my daughter where this young man, he said some bad things to her. And so I went to the park with her to more or less confront him about it, about the way he acted. And he told me that later on in his life after that, he went on to, because of that conversation, he did have a daughter himself, and he went on to kind of clean up his life and get his life together and go on to do good things for himself and his family. And when he told me that, I felt like, first of all, it was a big surprise because I didn't really understand how the things that you say or the things that you help people with, or the way, it could even be the way you look at someone sometimes,
yeah,
it has a great impact on that person. And you never know.
You never know.
When I was in high school, I was taking a Spanish class, and I was struggling so bad with Spanish because I had so much going on in my life at home, and it was, and I couldn't tell anyone because, you know, you just feel sometimes you can't tell people things. So this one Spanish teacher I had, he wanted me to make it so bad through his class, he would take his time, and if I was the only student there, he would stay after school with me and work with me until I got a passing grade, which was a C at that time. I got a C in that class. But when I reflect back on it, I still think of a lot of teachers I have, I don't remember, because it was just a passing through my life because they really didn't put in as much as that teacher did. Mm-hmm. So until this day, I remember that teacher, and I remember him because of the effort that he put in and the care that he had for me. And that made a mark on me, and I remembered that, and it impacted me. So I feel like what happened with that young man was the same type of thing, but you almost don't realize it until you're walking in it because you're doing what you feel is natural.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt really good, and it helped me to go on and helped me to focus on, okay, you know, you can affect people by what you say and by what you do and how you live. So watch how you walk. Watch how you walk through this life.
Exactly. I remember growing up, my mother or father, my parents, they would always give me an example when, someday you're going to be this, and they say, yeah. And, you know, the same thing with this, the young people now, parents speak, you know, they talk and they won't even listen. So it was that moment when you told me that man came back and said he actually really thanked you. He thanked you.
Yes.
That made a big impact on me. And I said, we need to have a program where we're discussing it. And here we are. You know, I acted right away. Within a week, I had it all standing. So I think we need to know that we made a difference in people's lives while we're alive, not while we're dead.
While we're alive, yes.
And not exactly. Be at the funeral and they're asking other people, oh, yeah, she was very nice. Oh, she sometimes right. She was a pain in the butt. Yeah, oh, sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, Susan, I'd just like to ask you, how important is it for you to know that you made a difference in other people's lives?
I think it's very important because, as I said before, I think when you hear things like that, that you've made a difference and, oh, my gosh, I feel better, whatever it may be, it motivates you to do more. You just want to do more good. And the same when you pass it on to someone else. If you tell someone that really made a difference in my life, then they probably, that will motivate them to do that again. And I tell my kids all the time, like my daughter, for example, it was something very simple, and she said, it's okay, Mom, I trust you. That was huge for me. That was huge. Wow. My 24-year-old daughter told me she trusted me. I love that. Like, that was great. Like, that was wonderful.
Wow. Barbara, how about you? How important is it for you to know?
I was thinking about the comments before me, and I was thinking many times, as we discussed, we don't know what effect we have on a lot of people. But I think very often I've seen with my grandson, I know that I made a big difference in his life, and he's told me that several times in written letters and notes, because he doesn't live here anymore. He's been out of the house for like 2.5 years. And that really affected me in a positive way, obviously. Mm-hmm. And I just, that made me very happy. It made me just really happy. And I've realized through the years, just through small acts of kindness, people have come back to me when things were better for them in small ways that I helped them, which was a small way to me, but to them, it was a lot bigger. And for them to come back and say, you know, you really, not saved my life, but made a big difference when you helped me do whatever. And the other thing I wanted to mention to Jean's comment, I used to, I still go to I belong to a cancer art group. And one day when I had an extremely tough time with my chemo, I went by the art room in the hospital, and I just stood there, and the woman said, come on, come on, come on in. And I sat in the class for an hour and a half and didn't put one single drop of paint. But I realized at that moment, once I started to, it made me feel so much better because I was creating something and it was taking my mind off, and there were other people there. And I realized that, well, I think I knew that before, but that through other people, a simple thing like being creative, that really takes you to another level of your thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And you think, geez, I can feel good. I can feel really good about this, and it will help me get through it. The thing that I would like to be remembered for, which I said, is just to be a good person. And one time someone had said to me, you know, when you're out and you're at the grocery store, and it said, you know, just try, if you see someone that looks a little disconcerted, just give them a smile. You don't have to say anything. And sometimes just a small gesture, like a smile, makes a difference in someone's day.
Mm-hmm.
And takes really nothing for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, agreed. I'm listening to everybody, and of course, I'd like to share what I would like to know while I'm still alive, that I made a difference in other people's lives. So when people are down, I will pick them up. And also, I want to be remembered when somebody was down, that I picked them up. I was there for them. So with my encouragement and with my strength, with my hope and vision, and with my confidence and knowledge that I made a difference. And just for somebody to say that, people that I've helped, in many ways, whether it was through the business or on a personal level, mm-hmm. that would mean a lot. Because when I see something, I see somebody that needs help, I don't wait till people ask me. I offer my help. That's the difference. I've always been like that. I always get involved in other people's business because it is my business. I always say that, but it's the truth. I really live by that. And people don't have to ask for help. I know when somebody needs help. And if I don't have the resources, I get the resources. Because my inner motor just, I can't not help them. I can't do that. I was telling Jean the story the other day. I was on air. It wasn't this station. It was a different radio station. And I had gotten a call. They had a fire, and it was in Greenwich, Connecticut, multifamily home. People were displaced, and this man called the radio station. And I said, well, let me see what I can do. I will announce it on air that you need help. And, of course, I was on between 4 and 5 in the afternoon. And I announced it several times. Nobody called, nobody. And I'm sure the radio station, I'm not sure what their decision would have been. But I didn't wait for that. So we got off at 5 o'clock. I called him. I said, I have an idea, but you must go to the other families as well to let them know whatever I'm doing, it's for them as well. Because I wasn't just going to do this for him. Now, here's what I did. I called the Greenwich Hyatt. I said, I have about 12 people, no, 6 families. There were maybe like 20 people, something like that total. And we needed a place to stay. So, and the general manager gave them a 30-day stay, the families. Not everybody took advantage of it because some of them had already gone with families and whatever. And the other families made use of it. I had him on the following week to thank him on the station. So, but I was so convinced there was no. I said, I need help. Here we have the people. They had a fire. They need a place to stay. And I got a place to stay for them.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So, awesome. I don't have those resources, but I made sure I had one shot at this. And my conviction, my inner conviction and belief in really wanting to help, I did it. Mm-hmm. And I have many, many stories in many different directions. So I could have just said to him, well, I'm sorry, nobody called. That's not my nature. It's not my nature to do that, to walk away from something. I am, when people need help, I get active. I become very active, very, very active, because I want to. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and I'm glad I have that gift, because then, then you really see mountains going down Route 9, on I-95. It's true. It really is true. I'm proud of myself. So, I thought this would fit in quite nicely with our topic today. But it's not that I just want to make that clear. It's not that I need praise every single day from morning to night. No, that's not what I'm looking for. It's just sometimes a smile, a thank you, and you've really helped. That goes, it goes a long ways with me.
I don't think there's anything wrong with acknowledging when someone does something good and letting them know it. I think that's the best thing.
Yes, and it goes for everybody. And, mm-hmm. maybe not too many people talk about that. They just kind of had an inner dialogue with themselves. And I like to see that for the workforce. But maybe in the workforce sometimes, you can't really say too much that they're doing a good job, because then they want more money. Or when you're self-employed, like my daughter found a beautiful gardener. And she said, Ma, I really love him. He's just so knowledgeable and everything. And she tells me every time, I talk to her. So, and I'm sure she tells him too. She's not afraid that, to tell him that too. Maybe he'll jack up the prices. Sometimes people think that way.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Be generous with your praise. That's all I'm saying. And Mr. Engineer, how many? We have three, 3 minutes left. So to wrap this up, Susan, what would be your what's the word for the week, Susan?
Word for the week, my mantra this week?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Positivity.
Yes.
We have to be positive.
Right. Now, as a personal trainer, I could really use some help, but I haven't made up my mind yet that I want to lose weight. So I would be wasting your time and my money. And that's why I know how important it is to have somebody praise you. And somebody, you have to be held accountable, because when it's just me and me, I talk myself right out of something. It's too hot.
Yeah,
it's too cold.
Yeah, it's hard. I motivate people, and that's why they have me. So
that's right. It's good to pay for a trainer, because the self-sabotage, you'll never get to the goal. Anything else I do in life, you know, I don't need anybody. I'm self-motivated and whatever. But
yeah, and just do something good for yourself. Just move every day.
Yes,
really.
Absolutely. And it's so, so important to have a coach guiding you through this.
Mm-hmm.
Because once you're there for every day for, let's just say, a month, let's just say as an example, you know, after the month, you got the new behavior, you know, and you will not drop, you know, after going for every month, every day for a whole month. Then you're on the track, on the right track.
Yeah.
And then you have a chance to continue.
Yeah, you only have one body. You have to take good care of it.
I know. So I think you're doing a great job working with people all different ages.
All ages, and for the seniors, it's so important for them.
Yes. Don't remind me, the seniors. Don't remind me.
Yeah, tread lightly on that one.
Well,
we just have to keep moving, people.
Right. Well, I have a young sounding voice. Jean, to wrap it up, what's the word from Hollywood, California?
The word from Hollywood, California. You know what? What's his name? William Booth for the Salvation Army. He had one word that he sent in a telegraph once at Christmas time, because he couldn't make it there because he was ill, and he didn't want to spend all of that money sending it out to all of the different places. So he sent one word, and now the one word was others. Let's keep focus on others and building people's lives, and I think things will get better.
Thank you.
Stay conscious of that.
Thank you so much, Jean. And we have a minute left. Barbara, I don't want to leave you out. What's the word?
Okay. Well, my word is keep going.
Yes.
That's two words, I know. But whatever it is you're trying, keep at it. Keep going. If at first you don't succeed, try and try again.
Yeah.
Thank you, Barbara. Thank you, Jean. Thank you, Susan.
You're welcome.
And if Norma's listening to us, feel better, Norma. We'll see you next time. I want to thank you for tuning in to Life Talk with Marietta. We will see you next week, Sunday, from 7 to 8. Thank you so much. Have a great week. Good night.